Hello everyone. Welcome to my talk. I am Akib Azman Turzo and my talk is titled Eat and Eat Powered eShell Fast Visible Terminal Inside Emacs. So I just claimed that Eat is a fast terminal emulator. Let me show you that. I will print an 1 megabyte sized file in the terminal using this command, and it takes 0.76 seconds. Now let's benchmark term mode, the built-in term mode. I use the same command and it's clearly the loser. It took 12 seconds, more than a order of magnitudes slower. Let's also measure the speed of return. And it took 0.79 seconds. Right? This is actually a little bit slower than it. Why? That shouldn't happen. Anyway, hopefully that shows how fast it is. So let's run some Excel programs in it, like top. You can also run htop or even btop. This is a fancy version of top, and obviously you can run Emacs in it. There is mouse support. And there's true color support, so you can show any color in the terminal as long as your main display supports it. And then there is shell integration. For example, directory tracking. Like if I can switch to some other directory and Emacs follows the shell directory. Then there is prompt annotation, this column. These zeros indicate that the command has executed successfully. Then you can navigate between commands like this, and there is message passing. By message passing, I mean sending something from the terminal to the host Emacs. By host Emacs, I mean the Emacs running the terminal. For example, I can say hi, and it's showing hi in this echo area of my Emacs. Then let's show you the killer feature of it, eShell integration. You can run any program in it, for example, top. Btop. And obviously Emacs itself. So let's discuss how to use it. There are 4 input modes. first one is semi-star mode, the default mode. This is like V-time. All keys are sent to a terminal except these keys. Control C, Control X, Control Z, Meta X, etc. And then there is star mode, where all keys are sent to a terminal except this meta return key, which takes you back to the semi-star mode. Then there is Emacs mode, where you can select and copy from the terminal buffer. And finally, there is line mode. You can use it to use your terminal like a comment buffer. This only available. All these input modes are available in both EAT and eShell. I mean, EAT eShell mode. Except this line mode, it's only available on EAT. By the thing on EAT, I mean the terminal you get by this EAT command. And by eShell, I mean when EAT eShell integration is enabled inside eShell buffer. So there is an info manual. And also the readme is quite informative for you to get started. Then so if you hit any problem, there is a dedicated chapter for debugging that, the common problems chapter. And if your problem is still not fixed, please report it to me. This helps me to improve it for everyone. And when you report, please read this chapter so that you can make better bug report. So I'm really looking forward how people use it in their workflow. I'm excited about that. Hopefully you enjoyed my talk. That was all. Enjoy MaxCon. Goodbye.